Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
As his first order of business, he felt it important to chat to us on Algoa FM Breakfast this morning and to chat to you, the residents of Nelson Mandela Bay. Mr. Mayor, good morning and thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Charlie, and good morning to your listeners.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor. All right. Firstly, let's start at the very beginning of yesterday. Very briefly, what transpired yesterday?
Yesterday, there was a court order to elect an executive mayor. It was a very difficult meeting, but I must say that the UDM saved the day. And the commitment of the DA councillors to the party, who were being persuaded, the price tag put on them. They were targeting four DA councillors. And our councillors, they were strong like steel. They didn't renege. They voted for their party in defense of people of Nelson Mandela. I want to thank the UDM General Lumisa for the commitment he made when he gave me a call and said, we want stability in Nelson Mandela. We want the progress that you guys have put up to continue and continue doing the great job that the UDM is behind this turnaround that you guys have put up. And we were elected as a mayor. Now we have a new mayor in Nelson Mandela, elected for the second time, confirming that we knew what we'd do because we wanted stability again to our people, because we could have lost 1.6 billion rand. And that meeting of the fourth rescued the city out of the crisis that we faced with. And the treasurer transferred the money after that election back to the city.
Mr. Mayor, you and your mayoral committee already started with administrative duties after your initial voting as mayor on the 4th of December. And with yesterday's hurdle out of the way, now that you are officially mayor of Nelson Mandela Bay, do you just continue with the priorities that you already have put in place?
Yes, we've put up the priorities. One, we are branding our city again as a city that should focus on law enforcement and order. You won't believe the impact of what is happening in terms of our infrastructure. You'll see that people are with a syndicate that is stealing cables, destroying our power stations, which is affecting big business. I had a meeting on Wednesday with big business, Aspen, Shatterproof, Isuzu, and many other businesses, complaining that sometimes there are days where they couldn't operate for 36 hours because there's been a cable theft somewhere or a fiber broken somewhere, which has affected them. Aspen alone lost 50 million rand in one operation because of an inability of our infrastructure to provide sustainable electricity to them because of cable theft and all those things. Therefore, we're going to fight that. I'm going to open up a case against what is happening with the hawks and the crime intelligence. The police commissioner is coming next week to deal with this thing. And two, we said we're going to commit to make sure that we work with the community in fighting COVID-19. On the 2nd of December, the infection rate was 4,178. And by Wednesday, the infection rate was 360. Because the people are participating and working with the city in an awareness campaign to say, let's defeat COVID-19. We put up law enforcement throughout those facilities that were not adhering to COVID-19 regulation, like caverns and restaurants. We're very strict on that. And we made sure that we take people along in this fight. And our law enforcement officers, our hospitals, in the JOC that I chair, our businesses, they were cooperating. Therefore, you can only build the city if you hold hands and work together. And that's what we need to do. We are very clear that we want to fix our roads. Business raised that. We want to make sure that we fix our infrastructure and clean the city. We must make the city a clean. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be difficult. But we must make sure that this city is clean. We must bring back good governance and stability into the city to save the public purse. And there are going to be consequences We're going to be consequences about those who are not doing their work. And we're going to start to those who are supposed to deliver services and not delivering services. And I've told the city manager, I've told the executive, and there are going to be consequences also against those politicians who've abused the public purse in legal cost and all those other things, and who are close to costing us 1.6 billion rand that could have been used from the 1st of December 2019, which we received on the 4th of December 2020. It costed our people. It could have destroyed the city. Then we're going to do a lot of things. At 10 o'clock, I'm going to outline the way forward in a press conference today.
Mr. Mayor, if this were a movie set, we would say take two. And in fact, Ngeskasi, city was starring. In sticking with the movie theme, my question is around your mayoral committee. Will you be sticking with the same crew, or are we looking at a different script?
We have appointed the people we have right now, and I've assigned the mayoral committee going forward. And we are also going to appoint the speaker possibly by next week, because we submitted a petition. We're going to put up a chief whip. That's what we're focusing on right now. If there are going to be changes, we'll announce when the time is right.
All right. Definitely sounds like you have your work cut out for you. The multi-party coalition of good governance is what you are calling this. Mr. Mayor, in the past, we had Athol Trollope, the previous mayor, on the show, giving us updates in terms of service delivery in Nelson Mandela Bay every second week. Can we commit right now that we can bring Mayor's Minutes back on Al Go FM Breakfast with you?
Of course, my team was working on that to try and prepare us to be ready for that time on that Mayor's Minute again. It was a very good platform for us as a city to be able to interact directly with our residents. And I think it should continue, and we should do it. We're just waiting for an invitation from your part. And I know that that's the priority that our the team in the office was already preparing for.
Brilliant.
That sounds good.
That's fantastic. Mr. Mayor, it's certainly an enormous undertaking. Lots of work to do in Nelson Mandela Bay. We wish you luck. And as residents and ratepayers alike, we certainly look forward to the stability and to our metro being serviced well. Siyabulela, Tata.
Thank you very much, guys. And go soon.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.